Hello everyone, Lee and Sam here, back with another FPL Family voice note. And Sam, I've got some big issues. Got some big issues to have to discuss with you today.
Oh no.
There's some luxury transfers that I'd like to make for the upcoming game week. We've got obviously double, are we calling this double or blank game week? I guess we're calling it the
double slash.
The double slash blank game week, whatever it is. The difficult to navigate game week 25. And I have got some issues in my team. The news today that Kevin De Bruyne has not travelled for the Champions League game.
Ill?
Because he's inverted commas ill. I wonder whether that is COVID related. And if it is, that puts him at serious risk. Or to be honest, even if it's not COVID, it puts him at serious risk of game week 25. And I think Pep has
he's come out and said as much, right?
He said he's potentially a risk for game week 25. Or what did he say? Not sure if he's going to be ready, or words to that effect. So actually, I look at my team and I've now got some pretty big issues in my team because I've already got Rashford, Fernandes, Shaw and Trippier. So I've got those four.
So four blanking players.
Four blanking players that I've got to deal with.
Okay.
But now I've got to add John Stones and Kevin De Bruyne to that. So I've now got six players potentially not playing.
Yeah, that's not ideal, is it?
Not ideal. Now, I do have two free transfers. That is the silver lining to that cloud.
Okay.
But the problem is I also don't have Saka. And he's one that I know is going to be highly captained and I definitely would love in my team. But I can't be using my two free transfers on swapping my Arsenal assets about because I need my two free transfers to deal with the six non-playing players I've got in my team. So
yeah.
Right. What am I doing? First of all, am I free hit or wild card territory here?
No.
Right.
So the double game week 29 announcement that we had today, I think, means that
double game week that's going to be, isn't it?
Right. And also, when you look at the teams that double in 27, they double again in 29. So you're going to want those players in, which makes free hit 28 for the FA Cup results all the more likely.
Mm.
And I don't think you can play your free hit chip this week without knowing the results of the FA Cup ties, which are happening next week, because you might get lucky, right? And you might not need it in 28 because all of the players might go out, right? You might get the FA Cup stuff go your way and you don't need the free hit. But I don't think you want to take that risk. I think you have to keep your free hit.
So what we're saying then, big hits for me this week then. Some big hits coming up.
Does it need to be big hits, realistically? Does it need to be?
It's either that or I go in with way less than 11. It's going in with less than 11. I mean, I'm going to be benching Rashford, Trippier and let's say Shaw.
Yeah.
And then I've got Stones and De Bruyne in my 11.
You've got two free.
Fernandes in there.
But you've got two free transfers.
Yeah.
So you take out two of your non-playing players and that means you've already got 10.
But what I'd like to do is do Fernandes down to Saka, but I can't because then I'd have four Arsenal. So I'd have to take out one of my Arsenal players to get... I'm sort of locked out of Saka because of the De Bruyne news.
But you can get Salah.
I can get Salah.
So
yes, I can get Salah.
So I think it's... I don't think it's ideal not to have Saka, she says as a Saka owner.
I know.
However, I'm not going to have Salah. And I also don't like the idea of not having Salah. And I think for most FPL managers, there's going to be some compromises that you have to have going into this game week.
Oh, so, I don't know. I think there's many that'll have both.
Well, yes, of course there are, because those people don't have multiple issues like you do. And they're prepared to sell and they're going to sell KDB to buy them because they've already got enough other players to play. So that's fine. You can do that if you've already got them. That -4 a few weeks ago for you. Should have done it then.
But the way I'm looking at it kind of is, well, I didn't do it then, so do it now. Use the -4.
I mean, that's what I would do. If I was you, I would be looking at going Bruno to Salah. I'd be looking at going KDB.
You
could go KDB to Gap, or you could go treble Liverpool attack.
Well, currently, I must admit, that is my thinking. I'm currently looking at potentially... So Kevin De Bruyne to Salah feels like... That's got to happen because...
If you're not having Saka, I think you have to do that.
I think I've got to do that because then I've got another viable captaincy choice and probably most popular. But I mean, Darwin is a shout, I think, as captaincy potentially. Scored again, didn't he, against Real Madrid,
Darwin.
Right? But are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Even with Saka in my team, I'm going to captain Darwin.
Well, I'm considering him, but Salah gives me another captaincy choice. I would like to bring Tarkowski into the team because I just think longer term he's good. He's got a double game week. Feels a bit of a no-brainer to have him. So I'm thinking about taking out my two Manchester City players, taking out Stones, taking out Kevin De Bruyne, going for Tarko and Salah, and then doing a minus four to get rid of Fernandes to somebody. And yeah, it looks like it might be Gakpo. But then I'd be Salah, Gakpo and Darwin. It's like I'm going all out Liverpool attack.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing because Liverpool do double in 29 as well. I mean, you're relying on Fulham. If Fulham, if your strategy is going to be to free hit in 28, then you're fine, aren't you? It doesn't matter whether Fulham stay in the cup or not. Mm. But if Fulham go out the cup, then you've also got Liverpool playing in 28, which would be nice. Mm. The only thing that slightly put me off the Liverpool thing is that going out of 25 into 26, you've got Manchester United. Like, that's a big game in 26.
And that would actually mean then me going into game week 26 with Bruno, Shaw and three Liverpool players.
Well, no, because you'd have sold Bruno.
And Rashford. Oh, sorry, Rashford, Shaw and three Liverpool players. We're going for five players in that game. Doesn't feel
that's
right, does
quite
it?
Quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. It's difficult. I think you have got issues, that's for sure.
Cheers. Six players not playing, yeah, that is a problem.
But I think you can get to 11 with a minus four. So I would just take the minus four, have 11 out.
Yeah.
And I also think that
I'm not averse to an eight, though, you know.
In order to swap your Liverpool asset at your Arsenal assets, has it got to be more than that?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Because you're still not getting 11 and you've taken a minus eight if you swap your Arsenal assets.
I just think if I've got White, Ødegaard, Nketiah, I've got to stick. I've got too many other issues to sort out.
I can't be doing
multiple hits to switch, you know, White or Nketiah for Saka.
Well, look, if you
just can't do it.
If you do White out for Tarko and you do Bruno out for Saka, then
I've still got Stones in my team.
You've still got the same number of players. You've still got the same problems. You've not fixed any of your problems, have you?
I've still got Shaw, Trippier and Stones at the back. Three big problems. And I've got Kinder Bueno, who's a bit of a question mark, I suppose.
So you've still not solved your problem. So even then, you're at least taking a minus four. You're probably taking a minus eight. But you might even be taking a minus 12.
Jeez.
You don't think you can take a minus 12? Into a double game week, I don't think you can take a minus 12. I think you would be looking at wildcarding if you wanted to take a minus 12. But again, I think the wildcard, you're going to want the information about the FA Cup.
Yes. I absolutely
before
do.
Before you hit the wildcard button, because that FA Cup result's going to be so important. Those games next week, midweek.
Yeah.
They're the ones you're going to need to know before you hit that wildcard button.
Well, there we go. Lots to consider between now and the game week kicking off in a few days' time. But yes, problems for hashtag Team Lee. Big, big problems.
Good.
Thanks.
Now I've got to catch up.
Oh, thanks. All right, well, we'll talk about your team a bit later on, maybe on another voice note later on in the week. But for now, Team Lee, big problem. Six players not playing, two free transfers. Hits.
Good news for Mahrez, though. Incoming. Okay, he's not available.
Hits.
Happy Sam.
Incoming. There we go, guys. See you later.
Bye.